disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus says, "You are Christ, the Savior." But then, as we know, in Acts of Apostles, one day he was leaving Rome to find another place more pleasant. And Jesus appeared to him and said in the Latin word, "Quo vadis, where are you going?" As I mentioned, I was 40 years in the priesthood. For the last 8 years after I met our Heavenly Mother in Medjugorje, I changed a little bit my priestly life. Before, I was good to a certain extent, but I didn't practice so much on prayer, confession, adoration. I lost something in my priestly life. I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to come to Medjugorje. And I remember that was 8 years ago I came. On the Friday, on the Wednesday, I remember the people's fast here, bread and water. I remember some years ago, I was still working in Hong Kong, I met Father Slavko. He came with Ivan to Hong Kong. I was working in the seminary. So lunchtime, I invited him to come for lunch. Then he said, "Today I eat only bread and water." So within myself, I said, "How stupid." This is my first encounter with Father Slavko. That was 17 years ago. I think he prayed hard for me. He prayed, really prayed hard. Although I didn't say stupid, but he heard this word that I'm saying he is stupid because he's fasting with water and bread. So my first time I came to Medjugorje, that was 8 years ago. It was a Wednesday. So by that time, this come to my mind, well, it's what Father Slavko was doing, fasting. So I start fast on that Wednesday, that from very first time. And then came Friday. But that day, it was the feast of St. John the Baptist. So all the people say, "We don't fast here in the village." So I told myself, if the second time I don't fast, I dare not say I will fast anymore. So even though the people are not fasting, I kept it Friday, 25th of June, I fast myself. I thank the Lord. after this exercise until today, I managed to fast on Wednesday and Friday. And with this fasting, helps me grow spiritually. Then I started, as he here doing most of the time, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I've now worked in Hong Kong. I started this practice of the adoration. We have 48 hours adoration in a parish from Friday morning after Mass until Sunday morning. 48 hours adoration. Then every day I tried when I was present. 3 o'clock adoration because the time of the Divine Mercy. At the evening, also I invite some people come for adoration from 8:30 to 10 p.m. every day. And this helps. This is one of the 5 stones is teaching us priests more centered in Him, in the Eucharist. So I thank the Lord that I had the chance. Pray for us priests. We are so weak. For the last 40 years, I can tell you, not all the time I fulfill my ministries. Many times of laziness, of self-centeredness, I didn't do much work. I mean, within myself, I know I didn't do much to serve, to love the Lord. And after this experience of Medjugorje, our Heavenly Mother is giving a helping hand. So I wish all of you have this love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Of this heart to stay with. Many people ask me, what are you doing this period of adoration? We cannot sing all the time. You cannot say all the prayers all the time. But just remember, Jesus was inviting his apostles in the garden. Can you stay with me for an hour? Just stay. He didn't say, why do you pray? Say your prayers. Why do you sing songs? Psalms. No. Just stay with Jesus. So you might, the Holy Spirit come upon you and tell you what to do. It's not me to teach you. It's a time, communion with the Blessed Trinity. And then, of course, our Heavenly Mother is by the side. So we're always accompanied by Heavenly Mother. So we pray for one another today, especially for this feast of St. Peter and Paul. Of course, myself is called Peter. But I was ordained priest. I was given a name, Paul. So got Peter and Paul together. So I know that they are praying hard for me too in heaven. So I guess they are also praying for each one of us. That we have a centeredness in the Lord and also openness to the world. We are invited to preach the gospel. So by the time we leave these 5 stones, we are preaching the real gospel to the world. Because it is a teaching of our Heavenly Mother. Mm-hmm.